What's going on, everybody? It's me, the PR. I am me, and I am here today with a very special guest. We got, I'm not going to go down on accolades. I'm going to just say we got the legendary Theo Peoples here today. Theo, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful, my friend. How about yourself?
I am good. You know, took a while to get this happen, but we're good. We're here. Everything is good.
Yeah.
Theo, if you guys don't know, it's one of my favorite singers. Obviously, big fan of Temps and everything. So it's good to get this, you know, get this thing to happen. You know, obviously, I'm gonna just tell you this short story. I saw you were doing, I think you were doing guest spots or something with Dennis's group at a time. And I saw you then, but I didn't have like a show or anything yet. So I just seen you then. I was like, oh, Theo is still out here. Okay, cool. And then there's this video on YouTube, you're singing Lady Soul. And I was like, oh, okay. This is when I had a show. So I was like, okay, maybe I can reach Theo somehow. And then somehow, some way, just fizzled because I was like early in my show. And then I seen you doing Voices of Classic Soul. But all right, this is the time. I have to get Theo on somehow, some way. And then it all came together. So I just wanted to say, like, it's been a while. It's been a while.
Yes.
So question about the steps. I already, you know, we talked about Charlie Atkins and all. But question as to which step, like, what? Because obviously when you're joining the team, you probably don't know obviously everything. So which step was like, this is actually very difficult to do and sing?
All of them. You know, I wasn't dancing. I'm sitting behind the piano and singing. And so I felt confident about my singing abilities. But, oh, no, I got to learn how to dance. Oh, boy. This is going to be a chore. We're off the road. We would go, they would fly me back out and we rehearse. And Charlie Atkins was just, this guy was just excellent at what he does. He could even tell when I rehearsed or when I did not rehearse.
Yep.
I had to quit playing and then take it seriously. So it took me about 8 months off and on to pretty much learn the routines.
So with you, because I'm not gonna lie, a lot of people I would say personally get this wrong, the actual Temptations walk, right?
Yeah.
Some people I see they do it like this and they lead with their arms up. So like, was that different for you? Because I see like a lot of people, I guess, do it their way, but you know, I call it the four. Like your leg got to be in the four almost for you log in. How was that?
That was probably the easiest one to do.
Really? Yeah,
the Temptation walk was kind of primary compared to all of the other routines that they done per song. So, it was not an easy job. So, and everything has got to be routine. Everybody has to do it the same way. And Pops was a stickler on that and taught me very well.
Do you have a favorite?
A favorite routine?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been asked that question. I guess. I'm going to say no, I didn't have a favorite routine because I wasn't happy to do them. I just knew I needed to do them in order to be a Temptation.
I don't know. For some reason, I like the routine of Treat It Like a Lady. I don't know. Maybe it's just, that's a lot of parts moving. Maybe that's just why. Yeah. It's a lot.
That one was one of the hard ones. And you're doing the routines and you're trying to sing and you're trying to, without running out of breath.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they do it faster than the actual song. So that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. But I tell you what, you get a one hell of a cardiovascular workout.
Yes. Yes. Especially how when you were doing, the songs were kind of more sped up than how the track is. So that's definitely, you know, you gotta, especially the, even the first the first little notes to the way you do things, you do the little kick. I can understand.
Yeah, everything was sped up because we got a lot of songs to cover within 1 hour.
Yes,
it was kind of high intense.
I can imagine. I think the only song that was slowed down maybe was Just My Imagination, maybe.
Yep.
Or I Wish It Would Rain. Other than that, we're going.
That's correct.
Yes. So, okay. I have a few questions here for you personally that I want to know if it's either true or false, or is this somewhat true? The Super Bowl, right? That's performed at the Super Bowl. Is it true or fabricated that the Four Tops were supposed to perform and pull it out the day of?
Which Super Bowl? Because there was two that I can remember that I was a part of.
The one that you did with the Temps. The other one was with the Tops.
Okay, the one I did with the Temps was Queen Latifah and Boyz II Men on that show as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I believe the Tops did have to pull out for I don't know what reason. Yeah, I would say that's true.
Okay. Because you guys performed, I forgot which song at the moment, like I didn't think of, but you guys performed a top song. And like, to me, I thought it was cool. But then when I seen this video saying like the Tops were supposed to be there, I'm like, it kind of makes sense because why would the Timbs do a top song? And why would this random explosion where you would assume people are supposed to be at is going off when nobody's there? So, okay, makes sense. I like it. How was that for you, though? Real quick, how was that, like, performing at the Super Bowl? Because, you know.
That's one of my mountaintop moments. Never being to a Super Bowl, a football game, let alone the Super Bowl. And get to perform at the halftime show. That was a mountaintop moment for me, and I remember it specifically because it was my birthday. And I had tickets. They gave us two tickets, and they were like the 50-yard line, third, fourth row back. And so I went out to the front of the stadium and sold my two tickets, $1,500 a ticket. People jumped on it. And so I sold my tickets. I'm already in the Super Bowl. So I saw the halftime show and then got back in the car and went back to my hotel and watched the rest of the game with $3,000 in my pocket. So that was one hell of a birthday for me.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That sounds like a good day, honestly. another question for you is, I heard you were offered or somewhat I guess approach to join Earth, Wind & Fire. Is that any truth to that?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Opportunity came up, and a friend of mine by the name of Tanisha Jackson, I believe she was in constant contact with them, and they were looking for a lead singer. And so she called me and asked me would I be interested in. I couldn't see myself being a part of Earth, Wind & Fire, even though that's one of my favorite groups in the whole world.
Can you tell me what era this was? Like what year-ish do you remember?
Oh my God. It had to be between leaving the Temps and joining the Tops.
Oh my gosh.
That was... But during that time, you know, I was rehabilitating myself. The problem that I had, which
I will say, though, that is probably one of my favorite eras of Earth, Wind & Fire, because it's like they had to rethink what they were doing since Maurice left.
Right.
And they just went completely 90s. Like, we just going to be current and old school at the same time. And that's my one of my favorite eras. That's when Philip Bailey had his stepping out party again. So
yep.
I also seen this, and I sent you a clip. I don't know if you actually watched it, but y'all want the TV show. Getting by, it was like Thelma Hopkins.
I watched it, yep.
Yeah. Now, how was that? Because Tim's on a lot of shows, you know, a lot of appearances, but this is, I would say, maybe one of your only ones, maybe your first ones that I can find. So just how was that experience of like, oh, you get to be on this show?
Yeah, that was a different experience. Singing and performing is one thing, but now you're throwing acting in the basket. And I'm like, okay. You know, and I only had one little line. Like, I think it was, "And She'll Believe That." And that was
my
career of being an actor. But yeah, all of that was new experience and an enjoyable experience for me.
I mean, I like the clip because it's like Otis and Melvin and like, "Remember that, fellas?" And obviously the people that weren't in the group at the time, like, "Yeah, I remember." I was like,
well, right. Yeah, right. We were supposed to be playing like we remembered it.
Yeah.
And to play like we pointed at her, which was Shirley, I believe, at the time. And
yes.
And Laverne said, "Well, just tell her you remember it. It'll make her day." So we told her, "We remember you. You stood up," or whatever it was, and we pointed directly at you.
Yeah, it was nice. I like stuff like that. They were obviously in other shows. They had they did have a renaissance. They had like, I would say, a few renaissances, but that was one of theirs where I feel like they were starting to get back in the public more, which is cool. No, I like that. There's one thing that I have to ask that I as a fan, I'm glad that you got to experience this moment. It's the Hollywood Walk of Fame ceremony. How's that for you? Because this is the Walk of Fame. Obviously, there could be any other person maybe that could have got it, but you are the one that's hanging up in your room somewhere. I don't know where it was hanging up somewhere. How's that for you?
I had mixed emotions on that because I did not feel as though I deserved star on Hollywood. But you have to keep in mind, I hadn't been in the group 6 months. So whose star frame am I taking? Was it Richard Streets, the guy I replaced? Could it be Edwards? I don't know. But yeah, I have that and it hangs on my wall today. And I still, when I look at it, I hadn't did anything to deserve it. So I guess being a part of the Temptations meant that I get that. So I have it, but you know, it would be nice to have one that depicts all of the work that I've done, you know, which would have more sentimental value to me. But yeah, I have that star on Hollywood Boulevard. And that was a cool experience to even be at the ceremony. So it was nice.
I can understand that. I can definitely understand that. You know, there are a lot of times where I felt like you got it because they probably should have gave it to more people at the actual Hall of Fame that they did. But that's just my opinion. I would have gave it to Richard Street as well and, you know, other members. But that's just me, you know. Class of 6 and Dennis are cool, but like, it's still a little more, you know, Richard Street was like the ultimate utility guy. Got right. People after that, obviously, Ali. And so that's just my, you know, my thing. And Ron Tyson should have got it. So, you know, it varies. But there are so many members of the Temps where it's kind of like a lot of people don't know every single guy. So I can understand. So, right. You know, you want to talk about Melvin Franklin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Melvin, in my opinion, was the heart and soul of the group. When I think of the Temptations, I think of Melvin because my first shows were in Japan. And Melvin took me under his wing, told me what to do, what's going to happen. Everybody, all eyes are going to be on you, Theo. And I'm like, well, why? Well, you're the new guy. And so I'm a little apprehensive and afraid. And so he kind of took me up under his wing. We would go out to dinner after the shows, and he turned me on to sushi for the first time in my life. So I never ate raw fish before. And Melvin, and at that time, his wife's name was Kim. They were they pretty much taught me the ropes, the ins and the outs of how to be a Temptation off stage as well as on stage.
Yeah, I can see a couple of performances that I've seen with you and Melvin's kind of like, I don't want to say you guys are the close, we're the closest, but it's like, you know, you do a bow and you guys are like touching hands and you guys are doing like a, so I was like, okay, that's, I like to see that. I feel like Melvin, not only was he the heart, he was always the one, the more approachable person. Not to say that anybody else is, but like Melvin is smiling. Even in clips, he always finds the camera pointing at it. So I feel like he's always the more open guy in the group. So were you in that? So you was in it before he got sick, before he really kind of was feeling everything, right? Okay. You don't got to go in detail, but how was like that when he wasn't necessarily there anymore, because they haven't had to replace a bass for the whole Temps and they had to find a replacement. How was that experience, if you were even a part of that experience or know how that went?
I was a part of that experience. Melvin had chronic arthritis to the point to where he said, if I could just wake up and do day with no pain, I would be the happiest man on earth. So he dealt with that as best he could. He took a lot of cortisone shots so that he could continue to do the show. And I was there for all of that. And I remember specifically the day that he could not finish a tour. Melvin had a sore or something on his arm, and it would not heal, and then it began to start getting infected. And we're on tour buses, so we didn't want to catch whatever this infection was. So I remember Otis saying, well, go ahead on, man. We got 1 week left. You go on home, and we'll finish the tour. So we had Ray Davis out of Funkadelic and then spot while recovering. Well, so I think the last date that we did, we were singing the national anthem at the 49ers football game. I can't remember who they were playing. And so Melvin's at home. Melvin loved football. Had no idea that Ray Davis was actually standing in for him. So when Melvin turned that football game on and saw Ray Davis standing in his spot, felt as though he had been replaced. And this is just my opinion. I seen Melvin before, and much thicker than he was, and then he would come out smelling like a rose. And when he saw that, 3 weeks later, Melvin passed. I think it was because of a broken heart.
Wow. That's deep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So like the TV show or the Temptations movie where they had him in a wheelchair in Mama Rose's kitchen. Oh, that ain't true.
Yeah. I think he had like a coma, right? It was a coma or something.
Something like that. Melvin died at Cedar Sinai Hospital.
Yeah.
We all got to go and see him before he passed, and it just looked like his heart was broken to me.
Okay, wow. Yeah, that I just always wanted to know, because Melvin is one of the biggest, I feel like maybe one of the biggest, if not the biggest member of the group, just for the sake of everything. But I'm going to move on a little bit because we got more stuff to go and a little bit of time. I want to talk about one of my favorite Temp songs, one of the driving forces behind a revitalization of the Temps, and that's Stay. You did Stay, and I'm pretty sure you didn't know it was going to be this much of a hit to where it revitalized the Temps, but can you just tell me about recording this song?
Can I do what?
Tell me about recording the song.
Sure. Narada Michael Walden was the quarterback and the producer of all of that. And It had the flavor of My Girl with the same guitar line running throughout the whole song. And Rada said, this is going to be a hit. And I kind of believed him. And it did. That particular album, Phoenix Rising,
yes,
pretty much what put the Temps back into the limelight, so to speak, in regards to Temps have something new.
Yeah, like I said, it's one of their revitalization points. They had a few, but this was one of their main ones. This and the movie kind of clashed together, and then it kind of was like, okay, now we're getting business until, I don't know, 2002 maybe. I don't know when the date was, but we're in business. Yeah. I only named that song, like, that's even one of my mom's favorite songs of y'all. Like, it's just, it's a lot, because, you know, me being a Temps fan, I like a lot of Temps songs. Obviously, there's one lead singer, but I do like the songs where everybody can kind of get their shine into, mm-hmm. and definitely one of their ones. But all right, we're gonna switch pages. Gonna go kind of, you know, gonna switch pages a little bit. You obviously joined Four Tops after you left the, you know, Temps, or, you know, a few months. They brought you in. They were three, and they became four again. When you joined the Tops, obviously, choreography, very different. Don't use as much microphone stands. You got to hold the mic most of the time.
Yeah.
How was that transition of, I'm not holding the mic now, like holding the mic for like almost the whole show?
I enjoyed that. I mean, because they didn't have any routines, so to speak, their signature moves, which was the rock, comes to left to right.
Yeah.
Sway front to back. And that was it. So they were more of a freestyle type group. And yeah, at that time, Levi was singing lead, and Lawrence Payton had passed and had been gone for 2 or 3 years. And I don't think that they were going to replace him out of honor and respect for Lawrence Payton. And they heard that I was the Temptations. And Obi, we were playing golf, and they expressed interest in hiring me. They said, but Theo, you got to get yourself together first. Yeah, well, I'm in the process of doing that. And he says, well, we're going to wait maybe 6 to 8 months, make sure the Temps aren't going to hire you back, or, you know, we don't want to, you know, disrespect them. And sure enough, they called me and offered the job. The very next day, Otis Williams called and said, Theo, we kind of want to put you on a retainer. I said, for what? Well, just kind of want to look out for you. Said, well, I'm going to have to pass on that retainer because I got the job with the Four Tops. And he said, oh, well, congratulations, man. That's great. I think he already knew.
Could have had some intel of maybe he could probably thought you were probably thinking about it, maybe not that you took it, maybe so.
Mm-hmm. And by the Temps and the Tops working together all the time, it had to have been news. So that was
This is the off brand question. Did y'all ever do those, anything related to the versus type of things where Temps and Tops on the stage at the same time? Special concerts, anything? Because I know there are many of them, but I don't know if there are any with you on there or any of them.
Yeah, the TNT thing where we would all walk out on the stage at the beginning of the show together. The Temps would sing Top songs and the Tops would sing Temp songs. Yes, I was a part of that.
Interesting. See, I try to find all footage I can. I cannot find any of that anywhere. So I'm like, okay, I gotta try to see what I can find.
I remember Trap.
Say it again.
Venue called Wolf Trap down in Virginia. That's where we did that a lot. I mean, I really, as soon as I had joined the group, the Temps and the Tops were still doing that as a part of their routine. So, yeah, I got baptized in fire with that one too.
So. I mean, it's so good. That's the whole, you can do that for a whole show. Literally, if they do that now, that 10, minutes or whatever, that's it. That's all you got to do. You're good. I feel like you're good. Okay. I have a question about a switch that happened in the group that isn't probably monumental to other people, but for the tops, I feel like it was very monumental. And it's the switching of the lead singer, if that makes sense. Not Levi and you. I'm talking about switching as in a placement. Because Levi was at the end. And then somewhere he started transitioning into the middle by, you know, I would say by you. So do you know why that happened, or you just accepted it?
Let's see. We were in Vegas at, I can't think of, maybe the Desert Inn Casino. And we were doing a show with the Temps and the Tops. And Levi, he did Monday through Saturday. And a Thursday night, Levi was so hoarse he could barely talk, let alone sing. And so he struggled through the show. And after that, the very next night, felt better and he was singing, and said, ladies and gentlemen, I've been blessed to be able to perform for you guys for over 47 years, and I am honored. It's been an honor and a privilege. And everybody clapped for, gave him a standing ovation. And after that, he says, well, nobody knows this yet, but I'm just going to put it out there. Tonight will be my last night. Allow me to introduce to you Theo. I didn't even know. I was blindsided with this. So at the end, we had to do the medley at the end of the show, and he let me do that medley. And I'm scared to death. I'm sweating bullets. I don't remember all these words. I'm just singing background. I hadn't been put in that spot. So I made it through it, but him to have kind of passed the torch to me was an honor that was totally unexpected, but appreciated, and it was a blessing. So,
yes,
always, my Stubbs will always be in my heart. The Tops in general, I love the Four Tops. So they took great care of me.
And then, you know, you just, I feel like y'all had fun though. Cause like, obviously, like you said, the more freestyle, and not to say that it doesn't look more fun, but y'all can have more fun with whatever you guys can do movement wise, other than those, you know, those cornerstone moves. I feel like who had the most fun, I would say is maybe Obi had the most fun.
Yep.
Cause every time I see a video of him, he's just doing it. It's just fun everywhere to watch.
He's all over the place. I mean, Obi was, that was just his thing. That's what made him Obi Benson. And their show was so relaxed and more, they drew the audience in more on what they were doing than I would say the Temptations. The Temptations, everything was, had to go a certain way, which was great too. And that was their MO of having great routines, having different lead singers, and that went off well. But the Tops, Levi Stubb, had a way of working that audience where he would pull them into the show or say something to a couple out of the audience. Hey, do you love her? The man said, yeah. He said, well, kiss her. Not on the cheek, kiss her in the mouth. He would do stuff like that and just pull people in, and that made the Tops show different. And but the two groups together, it was phenomenal. I mean, man, that's something that I believe is going to go on. They want to stop it.
Yeah, no, it's good. Even to these days, I have a friend that's in the Temps. He just kind of joined maybe 3-4 months ago. And he's loving it. So I'm happy for him.
Bass singer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so okay. Happy for him. Yeah. Also, you did do Dennis's group as well. Dennis's group, to me, I would say is a big change from the original. And I don't know how you feel about it. I feel like Dennis's show is completely different, but I feel like he wants the audience to enjoy themselves, even though they're probably not watching the actual attempts, which is cool to some people, you know. I don't know how you feel about it, but sometimes I feel like the songs can go on a little bit too long, but maybe that's just me, you know.
Of course, you know, when Dennis replaced David,
yeah,
this was in the temps for a long time, so he had a lot of songs that he quarterbacked, so he kind of wanted to pursue those songs,
yeah,
as his show, which would make their show different than Otis's group.
Yep.
At the same time, Dennis still had to cover the hit, My Girl, Just My Imagination, The Way You Do the Things You Do. Can't get around those if you're going to be a Temptation group.
Yes.
So yeah, that show was completely different. I was honored to get that phone call because at that time, Dennis was sick. And, you know, I felt honored to stand in until he got better. You know, that was a huge shock.
Yeah.
For me. And, you know, so once he passed, Otis didn't want the group anymore. So no matter who was the manager, it was Edwards' Temptations. So it just kind of starts sinking.
Yeah. I can understand. It's like, that's like saying David Ruffin's Temptation, but David passed in, you know, 91. It's like, well, is it David's group? So I can understand. Yeah. Wow. Okay. And then, you know, you find yourself kind of just doing other things, and now you're in Voices of Classic Soul. That's doing well. You're kind of doing your own solo stuff. So how do you feel, you know, just now just being able to just be in a group and then be by yourself at kind of different times, just like, okay, I'm in a group, I'm doing this, then I'm singing by myself and I'm doing this, but they kind of don't overlap. So you get to kind of have freedom still.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, you know, most important for me is I want to work for myself. I do not want to be an employee and, you know, doing all the work and I'm just an employee. I don't reap none of the benefits of royalties, which I shouldn't, or anything that's, you know, I want to be a part of something. And what I mean by that is, if I can't be a partner or anything like that, then I'm not going to put all my eggs into that basket. So, you know, just valuable footage, information that I've learned being with both groups. And I got the credentials. And the credentials take very good care of me. So I'm going to roll with that. And I got to bet on Theo. So that's what I'm going to
bet. Bet on Theo. I mean, that's a good way to go. I mean, obviously, betting on Theo that's a good thing to do. So it's great. Man, I'm gonna try to ask you one final question that's gonna encompass Theo as a whole, as far as singing goes. Mm-hmm. If you had to put together a Theo medley, three songs of your best. Sing like the song that you think you sing the best in a medley. What would those songs be?
One would be This Is My Promise.
Of course, gotta be.
And I'm, you know, I've always been a Teddy Pendergrass fan, so I'm coming out next year. I'm gonna make a release on that with a few of his songs. So Turn Off the Lights. Come on and go with me.
Okay.
That would be my medley.
Okay. I like it, actually.
No one has ever redone Teddy. Teddy's hard to do.
Yes.
Very. He's hell of an entertainer and singer as well of an entertainer. I just decided to take on that challenge.
I can see that. A lot of people try to do Teddy. They don't necessarily get all the way, but I feel like if anybody can do it, you can do it. So definitely, definitely got this. Well, look, ladies and gentlemen, we're, you know, out of time. We, you know, probably do a part two. We can talk about anything. Obviously, this guy's good to talk to. Well, look, it was nice talking to you, Theo. It's a good thing. I'm going to suggest a video for people to watch if they haven't watched. I have two videos to suggest for Theo. I would suggest watching The Temptations at, I don't know if it's Aruba. I don't know. Sinbad Summer Jam. Yep, I would suggest that. That's a good clip. My favorite clip was not even you singing lead. It's like your background vocals in that specific video. And another clip I would suggest, I would say The Tops and Wayne Brady. For some reason, I like that video when you guys saw Wayne Brady show. So I would suggest those two. So Tops, Wayne and Brady, and Temps and Aruba. I would definitely think you guys will enjoy those. You know, just little Easter eggs. And then if you want to see the Beginning By TV clip, I'm sure that's up somewhere on YouTube. Just search Getting By Temptations. And look, that's all I got to say for now. Theo, do you have any closing remarks? Anything you want to say?
I'd like to say to my fans, I love you guys and I appreciate your support. And I'm still here.
Still here. It's been stupid. Well, people, that's all we got to say. From Theo, from me, I'm gonna say prime time is all the time, and we are out.